Well, he tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man. Oh.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
Okay, well, we've spoken about earlier this morning a few times, Brenny, and it has been the inspiration of our talk topic, and it's what happened in the Brown-Steelers game during the week when Miles Garrett ripped off Mason Rudolph's helmet and used his helmet
clocked
him for a few times. And it has created huge news over in America. We've got Brady Hyde on the line from LA. Brady, good morning. And, well, this is a massive story, isn't it? The Miles Garrett incident in the Browns game against the Steelers.
Yeah, Neil, Ray, good morning. Yeah, it was, you know, I'm a Steelers fan, so I was riveted by the game in general. But, you know, just unprecedented. Mm. You know, everything I've looked at from players and coaches who have been in the league for years, you know, when a helmet comes off, any player from high school to college to pros, everybody stops. You do not make a move once you see a helmet off. So watching Garrett, and you could hear it in Troy Aikman's voice when he was commentating on it after he saw it in slow motion. It's one of those critical errors that you don't think you're ever going to see it, and this is going to follow this guy the rest of his life. I mean, the suspension early is obviously through the end of this season. If the Browns happen to make the playoffs, he will not be a participant. I actually think he might get suspended next year as well. You know, my brother's an attorney. We were sitting watching the game and watched all of this unfold. My brother was pretty surprised that the police didn't show up on the field and handcuff the guy.
Wow.
But after listening to Mason Rudolph say that he was not going to press charges, you just kind of get the feeling that it's that unspoken NFL brotherhood like would be appropriate in any sport. Mm. He's not going to press charges. He thinks this is simply you know, an NFL issue, and that, you know, the NFL will police it the way they need to. But just an absolutely disgusting display by Garrett.
Brady, I'm interested in what you said there, and it's one thing as Australians we don't understand. When we saw the incident on Friday, we knew it was massive, and I work at Channel 9, and we put it straight on the news, and it was a key component of our news that night, which is pretty rare for a run-of-the-mill NFL game. But culturally, right, this issue of a helmet's off. Mm. Tell me more about that.
Right. So look, I mean, it's obviously the NFL is our most violent sport. It's injury prone. It's a ton of testosterone, more than any other sport I've ever witnessed. So these guys understand, especially as our helmets have gotten way more protective in the last couple years. You're seeing little indents in the crown of the helmet to create more support. You know, obviously CTE or the concussion protocols that all these teams are following now. It's so highly sensitive that once these helmets come off a player, I mean, when I was a little kid with a helmet on, you just knew that if you saw anybody without a helmet for some reason, you'd take a knee, you'd stop. You guys, obviously, I know the helmet is not necessarily a huge part of rugby, but, you know, the helmet comes off and you stop everything.
Right.
And that's just that's an unwritten rule. And so to see Garrett pull him up by the helmet, yank it off, I mean, he's so lucky that Rudolph, who just had a very bad concussion 4 weeks ago and was knocked out for a couple games, if the crown of that helmet, when Garrett swings it at him, hits Rudolph square in the head, we are talking potentially, you know, a fatal blow. Mm. So it's just a massive story. I haven't heard one report from anybody that's been in the league that just doesn't think that this was the most disgusting act they've ever seen on a football field.
It's extraordinary, Brady, what you're saying here. So long term, how will this impact Miles Garrett going forward, given I know he's suspended now the rest of the season, but he's obviously copping it left, right and centre, both in the media, on social media, no doubt. How will this impact his career going forward, Brady?
Yeah, so look, I think he's obviously got to meet with Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL. my best guess, I mean, Goodell suspended another really dirty player who's on the Raiders right now named Vontaze Burfict. Mm-hmm. Suspended him for an on-field issue, just a couple severe hits, but football act. Burfict is suspended this entire year. He's not playing.
Right.
To me, I think Garrett could possibly see a lifetime ban from the NFL.
I will not
be surprised, because Goodell's been known to want to set trends. He wants, you know, our public to understand that he is after the safety of these players, that he won't stand for, you know, anything that shines a poor light or a negative light on the NFL. I will not be surprised. And this honestly, guys, this is the best player on the Browns. This is a top five athlete in the NFL in Garrett.
Jeez.
He was a top draft pick a couple years ago. He just did the body issue of Sports Illustrated. Just an absolute physical specimen. Just an egregious, obviously ridiculous error swinging that helmet. But I honestly think he's out. I don't think he's going to play again.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Rightio. Now, listen, Brady, we need a tip. Philadelphia's playing New England in this round of the NFL. New England coming off their first loss of the season. What do you got for us?
Yeah, so Bill Belichick, guys, the genius, the mad genius. I'd love to say it because I don't like New England, but Bill Belichick coming off bye week. They had bye week last week. They're only giving up 4 points. Philadelphia was also on bye, so they're well-rested. But you look at Belichick's record coming off bye week, he's done so much studying. I like New England by at least a touchdown against the Eagles this week.
Terrific. Hey, Bray, before I let you go, can I ask you about the slam dunk by the Lakers' LeBron James? It's gone around the world.
Yeah. So, guys, it's just, sitting with my brother, we watch a lot of sports together. It's been just pretty brutal watching the Lakers the last couple of years to the point where I haven't actually watched that many games. But we've got it on every time they're playing. Now he's just playing with passion.
Yeah.
I think he really believes in the team. Obviously, signing Anthony Davis, give him a ton of confidence that the Lakers are going in the right direction to try to win a championship. But that dunk just absolute animal style.
Yeah, it was monstrous. He is amazing.
Check it out on YouTube if you haven't seen it.
Hey,
it's
Brady,
easy to find.
Terrific as always. Really appreciate it, mate. Stay on that Miles Garrett story, and we'll get an update next week.
Yeah, quick shout out to my guy, Jimmy Smith. Hope he's enjoying the day with his family. Great to talk to you guys.
He's had a sleep in. It's amazing.
No, he hasn't. He's been texting the whole time. Yeah, thanks, Brady. Exactly. Really appreciate it. Hey, Ray, I'll tell you what. I was really interested in what Brady had to say about the cultural aspect of the helmet.
And how big it could potentially be a lifetime ban from the...
That when you're a little kid in Little Leagues, the helmet's off, you stop.
Stop playing. Wow. It's amazing, isn't it?